Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my sins unto the Lord. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. He delivereth them out of their troubles. He is their God forever and ever. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Lord be with you. O Almighty and most merciful God, of thy bountiful goodness, keep us, we beseech thee, from all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready both in body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish those things that thou wouldst have done. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The confessional reading this morning from Luther's small catechism, as the head of the family should teach them to, in a simple way, to his household. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not take our neighbor's money or goods, nor get them by false ware or dealing, but help him to improve and protect his property and business. So far, our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 44, reading from verse 21 through verse 23. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye little parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. So far our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Christians in Ephesus, chapter 4, verses 22 through 28. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. So far our epistle reading. Gospel reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, reading from verse 1 through verse 8. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose, and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men.
Here ends our reading of the gospel. We join in confessing our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Morning is the gospel reading for today. I'd like to call your attention at this time to verse 6. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Please be seated. Dr. Luther begins a sermon on this text with the following paragraph. The sum of this gospel reading is the great high article of faith, which is called the forgiveness of sins. If it is correctly understood, it produces a genuine Christian and gives eternal life.
Therefore, it is necessary that we treat this article with all diligence and without ceasing in Christendom, so that we learn to understand it clearly and distinctly. Forgiveness. The fallen, sinful human race knows that we are not what we should be. Paul, in his beginning of his letter to the Romans, talks about how from the creation men knew the Creator. But then they made gods for themselves from wood and stone and worshiped the Creator, or excuse me, the creation rather than the Creator. All human religion that comes out of the human mind is an attempt to be reconciled with the angry God that we recognize that we have. Philosophers at the time between the 19th and 20th century talked over and over again about what they called judgments of regret. I love that term. Makes me think like I should have. I could have.
Well, I would have.
I wish I had. We all go through that,
don't we?
The fallen human race knows what we should not be. And the purpose of human religion is to get reconciled. Our culture today, and this is probably an oversimplification of blaming my age that I am looking for an excuse. But if I understand our culture today, it considers guilt an illness. And it prescribes as a cure self-love. Terms, and here I'm out of touch, of course. Love yourself. Live in the moment. Be who you are. I hear these kind of terms all the time. And I also hear all sorts of bad news about suicide rates and death by overdose of drugs. And I think the two may be connected. But we really don't like to confess our guilt, do we? Even to those to whom we are closest. Honey, sorry I crabbed at you yesterday. But I hadn't really slept all that well, and I wasn't feeling good, and you... Need I go on? We call it an apology. And I think in our own minds we think of an apology as a confession.
I did something wrong.
I did admit that. Did I not? Our word apology, did you know it? It comes from the Greek apologia. Latin drawn from that. Did you ever wonder why the apology to the Augsburg Confession
doesn't admit any wrongdoing at all?
It's because the word means defense. Paul's defense when he's on trial is his apologia.
There's a link there, isn't there not? Seems like our human languages come out of the way our human minds work.
And if we have trouble confessing to those to whom we are closest, how do we do on the other end,
where we forgive those who have done wrong against us?
But to Jesus, it doesn't seem to be a problem. Here comes this guy, paralytic, on a bed, and seeing, conceiving, understanding his faith and the faith of those who bring him, he says, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you."
How can that be?
And I guess we can probably also understand those who said, this man blasphemes. Who in the fright does he think he is? Of course, he answers that too, doesn't he? But that you may know that the Son of Man
has power to forgive.
Son of Man, he uses that term describing himself instead of the term Messiah. Lots of theological discussion why. I think it's pretty clear. These people are looking for a Messiah who is a rich, powerful king who's going to rule the earth from Jerusalem and destroy all their enemies, like the hated Romans. Jesus instead calls himself the Son of Man, prophesied, for example, in the prophet Daniel, who says, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. And later on in this same gospel, he himself says, they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. But which is easier? Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. Or to say, take your bed, get up, carry your bed, and go home. For the Jewish leadership, their authority was their own minds, their own thoughts, and their own understanding of their religion. They consider what he said blasphemy. And in fact, that's the charge for which they condemned him and had the Romans crucify him. But when the multitude saw it, says Matthew, they marveled and glorified God who had given such power to man. Here we need to talk a little bit about the word power. The word in the Greek text is exousia, and it does mean power, but it means more than that. If I come at your house with a bulldozer, I've got the power to demolish it. But if I'm in my pocket, I have a contract signed by you, authorizing me to do it, and then I have not only the power, but I have the authority. And that's what exousia is. When Jesus, just before his ascension, says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's the word. That's what he's saying. Not all power, as we have in many translations. It is all power. But more than that, it is the authority. So, when a man on earth says, your sins are forgiven you, does he have the authority? Is what he is saying God's will? That's what comes. And we know a thing or two about God's will, do we not? Paul writes of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. God's will in this area is shown in that he sent his Son, God the Son of Man, born of Mary, to fulfill the law for sinful men, to be crucified as the wages of sin, or our sin, and to rise again victorious over sin, death, and the devil, and reign eternally in heaven. His will is that men on earth speak his heavenly will of forgiveness. Assuredly, I say to you, says Jesus in Matthew 18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And the night of his resurrection to the apostles, he says, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." God's will for us is that we, forgiven sinners, forgive each other, as he reminds us in the Our Father, when we ask him to forgive us our debts, as we forgive those, as we forgive our debtor. And then, when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God who had given such authority to man. That God-given authority we call the gospel. Luther, in his small called articles, puts it this way. We will now return to the gospel, which does not give us counsel and aid against sin in only one way. God is superabundantly generous in his grace. First, through the spoken word by which the forgiveness of sins is preached in the whole world. This is the particular office of the gospel. Second, through baptism. Third, through the holy sacrament of the altar. Fourth, through the power of the keys. Also, through the mutual conversation of the brethren. And he quotes, "Where two or three are gathered," and so on. God's will for us here on earth is that through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we be forgiven. And that we then speak his word of forgiveness to each other. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May we, with the multitudes in the gospel reading, glorify God who has given such authority to man. Amen.
Amen.
And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Take now thy word.
and striking a scheduled call meeting, voters meeting, to elect a candidate to be our next pastor. I would like to include that in our prayers this morning.
As we prepare for this call meeting, we pray that you would guide our prayers, thoughts, discussions, and votes, so that we will call the man that you have chosen as our pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give them rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy own blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God, one Lord,
And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty, co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat the body of Christ, given for you.
peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat.
Body of Christ given for you. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given in the death for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. The blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin.
The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin.
Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Peace. Oh, Lord, and I am ever worthy. May now I
salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you. Lift up his countenance upon him and give him peace.